You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
And my bangs look good today. Hi, everyone. Raj is like, wait, there's no prep. And I said, Raj, there's no prep because we're live. We are live. Raj, I can't wait to hear him pronounce his last name. I'm not going to try it. But Raj is coming live from, I think, London?
Correct.
Woohoo! All right. Yep. So I have to say, Raj, you are brave, you're bold, and you're good looking. So
I know it's
going to be a great 30 minutes. I'm excited. So I don't know who you are. We've never met before. No prep, Raj. Sorry.
It's all good. It's all good, Adrian. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I really like this idea. It's spontaneous. It's like just go with the flow. It's like get you in the moment and just share whatever value can be shared with humanity, you know. We've been doing a lot of podcasts every single day now. So we're pretty used to speaking spontaneously about pretty much everything because we're breaking down social barriers. We're breaking down the old status quo of things that have been done in the past for so many years. It's just so inefficient, you know, the school education system, a healthcare system, government systems, you know, so many things that we need to fix. So we're all for it. So however you want to take
it. Tell us what you do.
Okay, so what do I do? I'm a relationships coach. Sure. So I'm Raj Kedan. Wow. I'm a relationships coach for women. Yeah, so I deal with relationships problems that women have, you know, whether they're, in a relationship with a guy or they're married or they're having couples issues and conflicts in marriage. So I deal with that kind of thing. But mainly majority is women who are single entering a relationship either for the first time or, you know, several times they're trying to get into a quality relationship with a guy in most cases. So, yeah, I've been doing that for 15 years. So I've coached thousands and thousands of women all over the world. I'm also a yogi and a metaphysician. I've been doing that for 25 to 30 years. So I bring yoga and holistic paradigms into coaching, into my health and wellness and fitness practices. I'm also a martial artist as well.
I don't know where to go. We're going to go with first the relationship because that's amazing. Okay, so let me just say I get this right. Getting advice and relationship from you because because you're of the male and you think like a male. So is that why? And then how 15 years ago, you just woke up one day and said, I think I'm going to talk to women about relationships. They're like, really seriously, what does that look like? I am so curious.
Yeah, it's really, for me, it was an interesting awakening. I'll give you a bit of a genesis backstory. It's kind of fun. It's humorous. You know, we all have a story, of course, and that's what makes us so precious and valuable as human beings. So I'll give you a really, you know, a short snippet. I was 3 years old. My mother takes me to nursery for the first time when I'm a kid, you know, where I'm born in London. And the first two books I pick up the library library shelf in the library in the kindergarten is one book about dinosaurs and one book about planets. Right. So the dinosaurs thing was all about evolution. How do animals evolve from sort of less intelligent species to more intelligent species? And then human beings, how do they evolve from being less intelligent to more intelligent? Do they have control over their evolution? Can we self-evolve? Right. I was 3 years old and I was thinking about these things. I think you're
it's crazy. I'm making face over here like wowzer, wowzer.
Yeah, it is. And then the planets thing, Adrian, was about there's these planets in the solar system. What are they doing there? Right? You've got Mars, you've got Jupiter, you've got Saturn, you've got Venus, you've got Mercury. We know they're there. We know they're there spinning in their orbits like clockwork with precision calculation all day, every day. We know they are there doing that. But what exactly do they do? What impact do they have on humans? And if you go on YouTube, you can go and find out about Mars. You can see there are robots on Mars looking at the surface of Mars. They've been there for 10 years, right? 10, 12 years. They have never found water. They have never found plants. They've never found any skeletal remains. So it just, you just think, okay, the red sky, there's red rock surface. But what is actually on Mars? There's nothing there, right? But then the question, you beg the question, why is there an empty planet in the solar system?
Right.
Why? Doesn't make sense, right?
I just thought men were from Mars. I guess, yeah, right.
Yeah. So we think about, then it started to occur to me that, hang on a minute, there's something way bigger going on here, that we are in this interplay and interchange with all these energies from different planets, and they affect our characteristics, our electrical conduct, the way we think. So many different strands that come into it, and it's an all a harmonic interplay of the solar system and the universe on humans, which is just remarkable, just amazing to me.
I love this. No, for lesson, we'll just do a little lesson tip. Lesson for all of you parents out there that have 3-year-olds, this is what they may be thinking. So when you're looking at your child and they're looking up at the sky and just being quiet, probably going on their mind, like, what's up in Mars, mommy? So just FYI, that happened to Raj. It probably happens to everyone.
Absolutely. I think we all, absolutely, Adrian, I think as kids, we all had dreams to be like an astronaut or someone who saves the world or the president or doing some big thing, right? Some big dream. I think we all have that. It's just that, unfortunately, as we get conditioned by society and all these limitations, those dreams kind of fade and fade and they die away eventually for most people, which is sad. But I never let those dreams die. They kind of guided me more than my formal education ever did. You know?
I just love that. I've always wondered what's under the sea. And, you know, and if Ariel really lives there, but no, but like, and like when I was little, I used to be like, oh, I want to like dig to China and I want to go under the sea. But okay. So how does this tie into the relationship coaching?
Brilliant. That's a brilliant question. So, because all this stuff about human potential and understanding, you know, astrology, astronomy, and all these influences now start made me question human emotion. How does human emotion work? Emotion, energy in motion, right? And women, of course, are the repositories of emotion to the extent where they can express it verbally and very adept at doing that. But men, on the other hand, they're quite guarded. They still think in some old alpha male way that you've got to keep silent or only talk with the boys or whatever. But I completely dismiss that because communication is a gift. And if you can emote what you're really feeling inside, I think that's a very powerful thing to do. I didn't understand women, unfortunately, because I was very alpha male when I was younger. I used to go to the gym, weight train, and compete with the guys and all that stuff. But then I realized that, you know, there's so much about life. There's so much about women, which is, you know, makes up 50% of the world's population, that I do not understand. You know, and I thought, this is just crazy. Like, I feel like I'm missing something huge here. So the opportunity for coaching women came along. And I thought, because I'm interested in psychology, philosophy, metaphysics, astrology, you know, all those evolution, I put that all together. I said, well, why not like try to understand women better? Mm-hmm. You know? So I did that for 15 years, and I realized that it was such an incredible journey to understand the complete human. Because I'm already male, I already think like a man, but I'm missing the female, feminine aspect. So I wanted to dial that in, so I become like both sides of my brain, masculine and feminine, are fully combined, blended together.
I love this. So, because it's very difficult to find someone to talk to. So if I wasn't sure I wanted to get married, if I'm in a marriage, I'm not sure what's going on. Like, I could see that. I don't really want to go to my parents. I don't really want to go to my friends. Like you want to keep it separate sometimes. I mean, there's some woman that will share everything and ask everyone for advice, but then they're getting like biased opinions of like from what that person knows, or maybe they know the husband, or maybe they've been friends with both. But for someone going to you, a woman going to you, there, you don't know, you're just hearing the story. You don't know either side. You don't really know who the male is. So you could give advice that's kind of unbiased. Is that, yeah. How do you, what's your tagline? What's your business tagline?
I think what we've found is that all humans, at the end of the day, they want to be happy. That's it. They want to fulfill their potential. So whether you do that in this day and age, especially with the UK and the USA, they have an awful 50% divorce rate, which is just atrocious. I mean, it's just horrible when you think about it, you know. So, you know, one out of every two couples are going to divorce.
Wow.
According to statistics at the moment, you know, and we understand also why this happens, because the ability, because you have free choice, you can decide to disagree and then split on that point. Like, you don't like green paint, the other person likes brown paint, and then you say, you know what, we see differently, so we'll split. That's how absurd it can get.
But it's also very costly right now. So, I mean, I kind of think that it's also, people are being advised stay, because otherwise it's very costly. So, So how do you give the advice? Can we role play right now, Raj?
Yeah, of course. Whatever you want. Absolutely. Okay.
Raj, I've been married for 30 years. My husband thinks differently. And he's a hoarder. Okay, that's really true, by the way. And hoarding is like, it drives me crazy, because I'm a minimalist. I don't like too much stuff. I like things organized and neat. And I just kind of want, I believe in a junk drawer. I believe that everyone should have a junk drawer. You can have one in every room if you need to. But I don't know. I'm getting to a point right now where I feel like we're in two different directions. This is going to sound typical, right? Going in two different directions. We see things differently. And I'm thinking of separation, which I'm not. I love my husband, and I'm not. This is just role playing, everyone. So just know that. And plus, after 30 years, I wouldn't do that to him. But anyways, so Raj, what would I do? What should I do? I don't know what to do. And I'm asking everyone for advice, and everyone is telling me something different. His side of the family is telling me something different. My friends are telling me something different. I'm at a loss. Again, this is role playing, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, that's you know, it's a fairly innocent, you know, issue. It's not a massive, you know, sort of moral issue. So I think when it comes to, you know, someone who hoards and someone who's minimalist, like, take some time to like talk it out, like over a friendly, you know, drink or a cake or something nice, that you just say, you know, it'd be really nice to get to know your mindset a little bit. And like, tell me, like, where does this tendency to hoard come from? Does it come from your family? Do you feel a sense of scarcity, like you may never get this thing again? You know, well, what's your thought process? What do you really feel about this? You know?
Oh my gosh, I never thought about that. Like, I never asked that question.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wait. So you said duke it out or just talk it out? Because I kind of
gently and friendly, very friendly over a over a piece of cake or a nice you know, cup of tea or whatever you like. We in the UK, we love tea, so you know, coffee or whatever you want.
Love that advice. So but I would imagine a lot of women are talking to you about either they're maybe attracted to someone else, or their spouse is attracted to someone else, or the partner's attracted to someone else, and should they stay in the marriage or the relationship that they have? Is that more of a common question?
that is a common one, but mostly I get women who are single, who are either looking to date, you know, they've had failed relationships in the past, they're looking to break out of a cycle of disempowerment or victim mindset or abuse situations to move into a more healthier, empowering relationship. A lot of women have had, you know, really terrible relationships multiple times. Some of them refuse to date because they don't know how to deal with how to navigate the initial phases of a relationship, because it either goes too fast or it goes too slow, or they say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and it all gets, you know, all the messages get jingle jangled up, and they need some kind of strategies to help make it flow easier. So it's mostly single women who have either been jaded by relationships or are excited to embark on a new one or the first one, but they're not quite sure how to understand the male mindset, how to do that, you know.
So ladies, forget the fortune teller, forget going to the psychic. Not, and I'm sorry if you're a fortune teller or psychic, but my thought process is, I've never met anyone like Raj. I had no idea that this is a career path that you could talk to someone. And I know that a lot of times it's going to the family priest, or, you know, or whoever, depending on the religion, talking to someone in the clergy. Yet usually that's two together, and it may be awkward to seek help for yourself if your husband attends the same.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Same service, so I, as a church. So I'm thinking to myself, this is amazing. And how many Rajas are out there? Like, is there a large collection of relationship coaches that are men?
There are. But, you know, everyone brings something slightly more, hopefully more evolved and more progressive into the mix. So I love to bring in my philosophy, metaphysics. I've got a soft side. I'm very feminine, but I'm also very masculine. So I can draw firm lines and gentle lines where needed. As mentioned, I do martial arts. I do yoga. So I've got the soft arts and the hard arts combined. And I think you need to understand logic and feeling together equally well, not one more than the other.
This is so amazing. Okay. And I want to talk to you about the originator of the 3-3 metaverse breathing method. I'm like, what is that?
So basically, in life, you realize that people, they don't understand each other a lot of the times. And that's what causes a lot of conflict, a lot of unrest, a lot of, you know, words spoken in anger and just miscomprehension. You know, and I really feel in my heart that that shouldn't happen. I really believe that people should be mellow, be kind to each other, have love in their heart. Really, you know, that is how I really feel. And when that's not there, you need a method to help you combine the mind and the heart together quickly so that you can get into a flow state where you're not fighting with yourself anymore. Because when you're not fighting yourself, you don't have a tendency to want to fight with anyone else either, right? So that's right. Why the 3-3 breathing method, what it does, it releases endorphins, which are pain-relieving hormones from the brain. It also releases dopamine and serotonin, which are feel-good, happy hormones, right? Also releases what's called anandamide, which a lot of people don't know about. Anandamide comes from the Sanskrit word bliss.
Ooh.
Ananda means bliss.
Oh, Yeah. Like dynamite, but I love that. Okay.
Happiness dynamite, if you like. Happiness dynamite.
Oh my God, I love this. Okay, so what's the method? What do we do?
So, I'll just finish that little sentence. Sorry, and then we'll go. No, that's okay. So what, this is really critical to understand, Adrian, because the bliss molecule lives in every human's brain. This anandamide lives in every human's brain, right? There's no point trying to question it. We were made like this by a higher intelligence, okay? I did not create my brain. I don't know if you created your brain. I know I did not create my brain. I did not create my heart, my lungs, nothing. I didn't create any of this, right? So I have to be very grateful to whatever higher intelligence did all this and just understand how the machine works, understand how the tools work and make them work for yourself. So the reason why people don't know about anandamide is because it's never been taught, right? To access that power, that joy, it's never been taught before. And we also release or activate the vagus nerve, which is part of the parasympathetic nervous system for rest and digest, deep sleep, healing from trauma, healing from surgery, healing from injury, right? If you don't know how to activate these brain chemicals and the parasympathetic nervous system via the vagus nerve, you're always going to be in freeze, fight, flight, cortisol, adrenaline, go, 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 rushing, rushing, rushing. You never have a chance to fully heal.
Wait, so can this, so doing this can also help your weight or like your stomach, like where the cortisol like builds up?
It completely removes you out of the stress mode of the mind and body and puts you into rest and digest whenever you want.
I can't wait to do it. Okay.
Yeah. And we can do this. It's very important to understand.
Can you spell it for me? Can you spell? I want to just put it in the, in the chat. So hold on. Marlene asked, what's most important for harmonious families, for the mom, for the dad, or for the children? So if you want to answer that now, or we can go back to that question.
They're all human beings. They should all be in a harmonious state, all of them.
Good question, Marlene. All should be in the harmonious state. Harmonious state. Problem with words sometimes. All right. How do we spell the what you were saying?
Anandamide, Ananda, A-N-A-N, Ananda, D-A, and then M-I-D-E, M-I-D-E, Anandamide.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, just put that in there. All right, yeah. I'm ready when you are, or keep sharing.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's a bit of a tiny, sort of education piece that has to be taught. And then you realize, there's these hidden things in the atmosphere that Raj is saying he harnesses electromagnetic energy from the atmosphere and pulls it into his brain. And that's how he's able to have so much power, immune system strength, nervous system strength. I don't get sick. I don't have colds. I don't have headaches. I have nothing because when I say I have nothing, it means that I've not been to a doctor for 20 years.
Wow.
I've not taken any medicine for 20 years.
Wow.
I've not gone to a hospital. I've not had an MRI, an ultrasound, X-ray, nothing.
Wow.
Because when you charge up your nervous system, you create a force field of electromagnetic energy. It's called your aura. And it builds and builds and builds. So you resist bacteria, germs, viruses, negative energy, vampire suckage from people who drone.
What about blood work? No blood work in the 20 years?
Never need. I've had a couple of tests. Everything perfect.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I don't take vitamins. Sometimes I don't even drink water. I'm not telling people to do that. It's just because of the advanced yoga training that I have that I'm able to do away with food and water a lot of times.
Vitamins. I love it. Okay, sorry. All right. Well, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Let's do the method. So I'll walk you through a very short version so you can start to feel the effects. All right. So, Adrian, I need you to first block one nostril and breathe in and out a few times.
Oh.
Yeah. And then block the other one and breathe in and out a few times. All right. And then tell me roughly which one is more open, or are they balanced, or
pre-balanced.
Okay, cool. And on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is terrible and 10 is amazing, what would you say you feel right now overall on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, I think I'm a 9.5.
Really? Wow. You feel great then?
Yeah, feel great.
Awesome.
I'm happy.
Excellent. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in 3 times through the nose and then 3 times out of the mouth.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll show you how to do this. I don't know if this platform has noise cancellation where it sort of blocks out the sort of non-verbal sounds of like, you know.
I think it does when I can put it through. But right now, if you hear something, I'll just mute myself.
No, it's okay. Because I have to make this sound, you see, and I'm just wondering if it will have noise cancellation. Okay, so it's 3 times through the nose like this. Sniff, sniff, sniff. And then. Perfect. And it got everything on the sound. Perfect. Yeah.
Wow.
But slow down. So okay. Make it more gentle. Yeah, so. That's it. And now the ha sound comes from the back of the throat, which corresponds to the 5th chakra, which is called the Vishuddha chakra.
I love all that.
Yeah. Now, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, nice and gentle and soft, yeah? And what we're going to do, Adrian, we're going to do it for 1 minute together. Okay. And then you're going to see what happens.
Okay.
All right. So when you're ready, close your eyes for the whole experience just for this minute. Okay. And then I'll talk you through it. Okay. Three. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Keep the eyes closed. Let's go. Just relax. Stop there. Keep your eyes closed, Adrian. Just relax. Just feel gently what's happening within. And keeping your eyes closed, Adrian, tell me what you notice and how you feel.
I feel like I'm floating, and then there's a part of me that wants to giggle, and there's another part that wants to tell people to go to YouTube so they can watch it, and yeah. I don't have any body pain.
Right.
No body pain. My heart is not racing, which I thought maybe it would, but it's not. I feel like I could take a nap right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you see what's happened. You said you felt like you could giggle.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't you?
I do feel like you.
You know what you've done? Yeah. No. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know that I was breathing with you and it was amazing. And I never heard of anything like that before. Nothing. And it kind of slowed me down a little bit.
Yes. Exactly. So what happens is, I'll just ask you a couple of quick things.
Okay.
Did you feel any sensations around the brain, like in the brain, behind the eyes, on top of the head, anything kind of in terms of brain stimulation, or gently?
Don't don't make fun of me, but I almost felt like there was air up there, which I know a lot of people would say, well, you do it. You're an airhead anyways, Adrian. But it felt like there was air surrounding my brain. And I saw like breath of fresh air. It's weird.
Exactly. Perfect. Now, did you notice your heart rate slow down a bit?
Yes, 100%. Which is, I thought it would not have done that. So that's interesting.
Yes, it is. Did you notice the mental chatter? We also call it the monkey mind. Did that mental chatter also decrease?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about anything. Oh, that's so cool. Because sometimes someone said I'm addicted to input and I consistently have something on when I go to sleep. So I'm always listening to something. And so, yeah, no, it wasn't talking to me. My brain was quiet.
That's why when we help people with ADHD, they're like amazed at how that mental chatter just disappears.
Amazing. Yeah. And this is your method.
It is indeed, yes. Can I ask, did you find it like some mental expansion awareness beyond the body, that you're not just a physical body of flesh and bone? Did you feel some growing awareness, something like that?
I feel like it, yes. I could feel like the coolness in the air in my bedroom. Yes, more of the environment around me.
Okay. You said you felt on 9.5 out of 10. What would you say you feel now?
Same.
Okay. And considering you only did this for 60 seconds, Adrian, how surprised are you at how quickly this worked, given that you just did it for 60 seconds?
Amazeballs. Amazing.
Oh, okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being very surprised, would you say?
10.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in flow state?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I love it.
What do you think would happen if you did it for 3 minutes?
Amazing. I think I'd probably go right down and take a nap too. I think that it's what I need to slow myself down and do a reset, my own brain.
Yes. That's why it helps people with insomnia fall asleep within 30 to 90 seconds.
Wow. Yeah. I could see that. I'm very excited about that.
Open your eyes now. Yeah, it's
good. I love that. Wow. I've heard, you know, people say to like reduce your blood pressure, breathe in. Oops, I feel more, I feel calmer. Like I'm always so like, blah, 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 blah. But I feel like, whew, rewind this if you're just joining us now, because that was amazing. The only other thing I wish is that I had longer eyelashes, and so that when my eyes are closed, I had these amazing eyelashes that people could have looked at and been like, look at her eyelashes, but I don't. Brad, you are incredible. By the way, I see you're on LinkedIn. So everyone, I'll have the link on LinkedIn, but I think you can find it with his name. He's also the manager at Kung Fu Kingdom, Keep Fit Kingdom, and the founding member of the Avatar DNA Mastermind Network. So you are incredible. I'm like really impressed. I'm reading your LinkedIn right here, which by the way, is a great picture of you. It's really, yeah. And then who's everyone else in your banner? Wait, hold on. Who's Ray, Michael, Scott, Sammo, and Rob?
Oh, these are all top flight martial artists. They're like top actors in the martial arts realm, wrestling, WWE, Rob Van Dam in the WWE, Sammo Hung, Jackie Chan, they work together. Yes. So, yeah.
Oh my, yeah. And why? So why is that your banner?
Because my first love when I was martial arts, and I brought this together into a community where there's all martial arts lovers, stuntmen, Hollywood, Chinese, Hong Kong, all that stuff.
Amazing. I know your time is limited. I do want to say two things to you. One is you should check out chattersocial.io. I'm going to put it in the app, because with Chatter Social, have you ever heard of like Clubhouse? It's really cool. It's a way kind of like, it's like an audience. You build your audience, you speak to people, it's real conversation, and there's video. So you can create a whole nother community for yourself. and you would be the only one that's doing a relationship for a woman. That would be intense. It's a wonderful, wonderful app. I just put it the link chattersocial.io. So take a look at that. And if you want, I do have an invite. It is going to be coming. It's in a public beta right now, but in just a couple of weeks, it'll be available for everyone, but get in early. And then Raj, I just have to say one thing. Thank you to Kate Nolan's Nest. Look at my hair. It's amazing. This is actually a soap shampoo and conditioner. I'm not paid for this, but I just want to do a shout out to Kate and her beautiful son, Nolan, who have created such products. And, you know, I love supporting people. Raj, we're going to turn this now into a podcast. It'll probably be playing in a couple of weeks. I'll let you know. And then I will tag you too. And this was incredible. Do you have anything that I didn't ask you that you'd like to share before we go? Any books, anything you want to promote, please let us know.
No, of course. I mean, a lot of people, they want to know how to get in touch, if that's okay. Yes. People want to get in touch for private coaching sessions. We have a program tutorial about the breathing method. They can go and buy it on the website. It's on keepfitkingdom.com. Under the 3-3 products on the tab on the website, you can find it there. Lots of testimonials from software companies like Oracle, the NHS, Novartis, medical companies. A lot of people doing these methods now. They're getting away from big pharma, getting more into natural, holistic methods for healing. So,
oh, I love that. Okay, so I put your LinkedIn. Remind me, you need to go when you're on LinkedIn or text me. There's a little public area on the right hand side where you can change your profile, get rid of all your numbers, and see if that will do. So you don't have all those numbers behind it. So, yeah, just a couple things you can do on your LinkedIn. I'm feeling great, ready to take on the world. As I said, I tease about my bangs. They're good. When my bangs are good, life is good. So Raj, this is amazing. I will definitely share this with people and to reach out to you. And so the whole community out here, besides the relationship management, you said ADHD. Does this help?
ADHD, insomnia.
Insomnia. What about someone that's on the spectrum?
Yes, absolutely. There's a wonderful lady called Betsy on the go who's we just trained her for ADHD because her son's non-speaking autism. So that helped a lot.
I love this. I'm so glad. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for being brave, bold, and handsome as can be. And everyone's like, what happened to Adrian? Yes, this is what happened to Adrian. I did the 3.3 breathing method and I feel like a whole different person. So you know what? For those of us that speak really fast and just tend to, you know, because I'm from the New England area, Connecticut, the state of the United States, Connecticut, up in the New England area, we all talk really fast. Try this method and then connect with, because this is a life changer. So thank you so much for all my ladies, friends, relationship manager, unbelievable. And Raj, you and I are going to stay connected. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this. Have the best day ever. You know I will, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Adrian. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Connect again.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So good. Raj, that was amazing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.